WIOD.com and mobile.
Your news starts now.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, seriously hot. We do have some showers around Homestead. Got a couple of 95s right now. I'm Michael Wolf. A guilty verdict this afternoon for the man who tried to kill a Miami-Dade cop with a cement block. Time to go back to school shopping, sales tax holiday underway through the weekend, and a Stoli boycott may be hurting the wrong people. Those stories and more. First, Mia Harris has the latest from Miami's Magic City Casino Traffic Center.
Well, Michael, in Miami-Dade County, a disabled vehicle 95 southbound past Miami Gardens Drive. That is blocking the right lane. It's causing some trouble there on your southbound 95 ride. You're going to find some stop and go going back to Ives Dairy Road and heading all the way to the Golden Glades interchange at this time, so prep for bonus ride time. Also, an accident, U.S. One northbound at Southwest 232nd Street. The right lane is blocked. You're going to find a stop and go on the eastbound Dolphin right now between 12th Avenue and 95. A couple of extra minutes on your ride there. I'm Mia Harris, News Talk 610 100.3 WIOD.
Definitely showers and a thunderstorm around this evening. Partly cloudy overnight, low 77. Clouds and sun tomorrow with a shower or thunderstorm in the area, high 90. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 78. Clouds and sun on Sunday and afternoon thunderstorm, high 91. I'm Banky Weathers, Bob Larson. For News Talk 610, 100.3 WIOD.
It's 95 now in Davie, 94 in Doral at 401. A couple of cops involved in crashes during a chase this afternoon from Sunrise into Lauderhill. They finally caught up with a guy at Northwest 56th Avenue and 15th Street. Turns out the driver had a couple of outstanding warrants. During the chase, two Sunrise officers were involved in crashes. The one who suffered some injuries was taken to Memorial West. Jurors reach a verdict in the trial of a man accused of beating a Miami-Dade police officer with a cement block, then running over him with his police cruiser. Michael Robertson's been found guilty of attempted second-degree murder. Miami cops announcing a major break in a child rape case.
A South Florida couple is arrested in New Orleans after police catch up with the two, wanted for the kidnapping and rape of an 11-year-old special needs child. Miami Police Chief Manuel Orosa says the girl provided great descriptions of the two suspects, leading cops to issue arrest warrants.
We originally approached them here in Miami, and then we left them alone and continued the investigation, trying to pinpoint their whereabouts and things of that nature when afterwards they disappeared.
The married man and woman have been on the run ever since until now. They'll be sent back from Louisiana to Miami to face charges. Patty DiMendoza, News Talk 610, 100.3 WIOD.
A review of the Stand Your Ground law in Florida could be happening after all. Florida House Speaker Will Weatherford calling for a review of the controversial law. The Republican does not support repealing it, but does say it may need to be made clearer. Calls for change have come following the acquittal of Trayvon Martin shooter George Zimmerman, who had claimed self-defense. Worldly American travelers are being put on high alert by the State Department.
It says the potential for al-Qaeda-related terrorism is particularly strong in the Middle East and North Africa, that an attack could occur or come from the Arabian Peninsula. But WIOD travel editor Peter Greenberg says keep level-headed.
The only thing you need to worry about is if you're traveling, you do what I always do. Be aware of mass transit, because that's been a target. U.S. embassies have been a target, and also American-branded hotels have been a target.
The travel alert comes a day after the U.S. announced it would shut down embassies and consulates throughout the Muslim world Sunday, which happens to be President Obama's birthday, and possibly even longer. Natalie Rodriguez, News Talk 610, 100.3 WIOD.
It's getting busy at MIA. International travel leading the way at Miami International in the first half of the year, boosting overall passenger count to more than 20 million people going in and out of the airport. It's a trend that's expected to continue as more airlines add routes to the Caribbean, Europe, and Canada. Domestic travel was actually off by about 1.5% during the period, but the overall passenger count was up. Florida's tax-free shopping holiday is off to a strong start.
Plenty of shoppers started early with the state's back-to-school sales tax holiday beginning at midnight Friday. Doral Best Buy manager Thomas Mejia says the addition of certain electronics under $750 to the tax-exempt list is turning out to be a big deal.
Laptops obviously is always a big winner, not just for college students that their parents come looking for, all type of ages. So just laptops, tablets have been like the most talked about.
School supplies under $15 and clothing items under $75 are also tax exempt for the entire weekend. Patty DiMendoza, News Talk 610 100.3 WIOD.
And you can check out the full list of tax exempt items for back to school. It's right at WIOD.com. Get this, 60 million diabetes test strips are being recalled because they might show an abnormally high blood sugar reading. They're being sold under the names Nova Max Blood Glucose Test Strips and Meter Kits. The FDA is working with Nova Diabetes Care to investigate the problem and keep it from happening again. Man, remember when you were like 15 and couldn't wait to get your driver's license? Apparently, that's not happening anymore. AAA's John Pecchio says it actually makes these young people more dangerous drivers later on, since adults are not required to take additional safety classes to get a license.
They don't get their permit or their license until 18. They can bypass this program.
And he says some top reasons for waiting are, well, not having a car, the price of gas, and just not having enough time. The A-Rod thing's still going on. Talks over a steroid punishment between Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez and Major League Baseball are reportedly at a standstill. ESPN's Outside the Line saying A-Rod is trying to hold on to as much of the $100 million left on his Yankees contract as possible. He and eight other players are expected to be disciplined within, practically any day now. A-Rod is likely to be suspended through at least 2014. And many gay bars in North America have stopped selling the famous Stolichnaya vodka brand to protest Russia's crackdown on the gay community. But there's a problem. Stolichnaya may be a historic Russian brand, and some of the ingredients might come from Russia, but nearly all the Stoli that we drink in the U.S. is actually made in Latvia, which is part of NATO and the European Union. On Wall Street right now, the Dow closing up 30 points at 15,658, the NASDAQ up 14, the S&P up nearly 3. Next news update coming along at 4:30. But first, coming up on the Rick Sanchez Show with Monty Sarhan.
Michael, I got a question for you.
Okay.
You ever think it's appropriate here at work to stick your tongue down someone's throat?
What? Wait a minute.
I'm asking.
Did somebody tell on me? Oh, no. No. I've never heard that before.
How about hitting somebody on the behind?
Yeah, that's
okay. That's okay.
No.
Well, we're gonna talk about the mayor of San Diego. Apparently.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's,
I got you.
He's not sure that sticking his tongue down someone's throat is sexual harassment or that it's improper. So we're gonna have a little discussion about that.
I guess he missed that meeting. I'm Michael Wolf, News Talk 610, 100.3 WIOD.
Monty Sarhan.
My name is
Monty Sarhan.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Rick Sanchez Show. As you know by now, I'm Monty Sarhan. I'm sitting in for Rick, who's on vacation, a well-deserved vacation. He's going to Bimini with his family, and actually he's going to be sailing there. So let's hope he has good GPS and he doesn't get lost at sea so he can come back to us. So I'm going to open up the phone lines. We're going to be talking about Mayor Bob Filner of San Diego. It's pretty outrageous stuff that's going on with him. But let me open up the phone lines first. 866-610-6397. 866-610-6397. So the mayor of San Diego now has about nine women who are coming up here and saying like that he sexually harassed them. And it's a variety of different things. It's a variety of different charges, and we'll go through and hear some of the women's stories. But I mean, they're pretty outrageous. You know, you have a woman saying that he forcibly stuck his tongue down her throat. You have another woman saying that he put his hand in her bra. Another woman that he slapped her on the behind. And this is just a pattern. This is just a really bad, ugly pattern. And what's interesting, you know, is not just that, you know, this is another case of politicians behaving badly. We seem to have a lot of those these days. But what's interesting is not just how extreme the behavior is. What's interesting is what his response is. You want to know what his response is? His response is, it's not my fault. You know whose fault it is? It's the city's fault. They never gave me sexual harassment training. Come on. I mean, when I heard this is so outrageous. Do you really need to have a course that tells you that you cannot stick your tongue down someone's throat at work? You're the boss. You're the mayor. You know? Well, you're not some janitor there who's making out with I don't know who. You're the mayor. You really don't know that it's not okay to fondle someone's breast? And I mean, you know what? I mean, forget having a course that teaches you what sexual harassment is. This is sexual assault. Do you need a course to tell you that, you know, you're not supposed to assault women at work? Outrageous. Let's go to play some of the sound, Scotty. Let's play clip number one. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but let's play clip number one, please. Okay, while the crack team here is queuing that up. Again, call us. We're taking your calls. 866-610-6397, talking Bob Filner. Scotty, beat me up.
An eighth woman has come forward to accuse San Diego's mayor of sexual harassment, claiming that Mayor Bob Filner kissed her after a business meeting.
On the sidewalk, the mayor suddenly, in clear view of anyone who might pass by, grabbed and kissed her, jamming his tongue down her throat.
Wow. Jamming. On the sidewalk, no less. I mean, this guy is not even doing it behind closed doors. You're doing this on the sidewalk, you know, sidewalk in San Diego. You're mayor of the city, and this is what you think is appropriate, or you don't know that it's inappropriate. Let me correct it based on what his alibi now is. Maybe he needs to join sensitivity training with Riley Cooper and Paula Deen. I don't know. Maybe they should just go to a group session. I don't know. There's some other outrageous. Can we? I'm going to save clip three. Let's do clip two.
They said I should be appreciated for working my behind off, and he told me to turn around. He patted me on the rear and said, and laughed and said, "No, it's still there."
Yep, it was still there. I mean, this is really shameful, right? I mean, the kind of behavior that we're seeing from politicians is really shameful. Whether it's Anthony Weiner or now Bob Filner. You know, at first he sort of denied that, you know, there was even a problem, which I think is interesting. Usually, you know, this is not just like one person who's coming forward. We have now nine women. Nine. And when there's smoke, there's usually fire, right? Okay, I got to play clip three, which is another one of these one of the women who's saying they're sexually harassed by him.
The mayor quickly had his hand on the inside of her bra,
and I turned and he just slobbered down my chin.
Yeah, yeah. Anytime you're like, you know, putting bodily fluids on someone in the workplace, I think it's fair to say that that's not appropriate behavior. I just think the brazenness of this man to say, "Oh, I didn't know there was anything wrong. I never had sexual harassment training. You should have given me a course." You know, he's now looking for the city to pay his legal bills. Imagine, he's looking for the city to pay his legal bills and all these suits because he never had the course. Yeah. Well, when we come back, we're gonna hear his explanation about how he explains his behavior, and we're going to take your calls. 866-610-6397. You're listening to Rick Sanchez Show.
I'm a very demonstrative person. I express myself demonstrably. I'm a hugger.
Well, for all of us here at Channel 4 News, I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
If I gave you the truth.
Tell the truth.
Democrat or Republican.
What is so dangerous about telling the truth?
Today at 6.
Truth.
Sean Hannity.
Let's stop the government lying to you.
News Talk 610, 100.3, WIOD.
Hey, Kendall Breeze is probably the one dental office in town that has spent so much money and so much to make itself your state-of-the-art dental facility because they have equipment that make going to the dentist less painful, computer anesthetic delivery system that helps them avoid those painful injections, not to mention their own lab where they can make crowns so you don't have to have a temporary put in, which too often breaks, and then you have to come back and then you have to do it again. So we're talking about them creating an atmosphere to make your experience better. They're 15 minutes from Broward County, 15 minutes from Monroe County, right there in Kendall. Any place in South Florida means you can get there. Go see Dr. Ed. Go see Dr. Sharon. They are my dentist and my family's dentist. I trust them. You should too. 786-250-4081. 786-250-4081. Going to the dentist should be a breeze, and it is. at KendallBreezeDental.com.
This report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli.
When dinner sneaks up on you, get an effortless meal from the Walmart Deli, like a delicious 2-liter Coke and a 16-inch market-side cheese or pepperoni pizza. Starting at $8.50, effortless meals. Love the Walmart prices? Smile because it's Coke. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included.
This report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Maintenance, repairs, tires. The heat will only beat your car if you let it. Firestone Complete Auto Care. Keep your car running newer, longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
You could drive payment-free for a year. During July and August, anyone who buys or refinances a new or used vehicle with Space Coast Credit Union will receive a chance to win a year without car payments. Prize awarded is $4,500. No purchase necessary. For full contest details, visit sccu.com/auto.
Do you know the meaning of these acronyms? HAMP, HARP, HAFA, how you may be able to reduce your monthly mortgage payment? The lawyers at Morris DuPont do, and we offer a free consultation to explain all of the programs that your mortgage may qualify for. Call the law firm of Morris DuPont at 800-974-2712. Offices in Tampa and Miami. Consultations also available in Doral, Aventura, Fort Lauderdale, Plantation, Boca Raton, and West Palm Beach. That's 800-974-2712.
Here in Florida, your official state fruit is the orange. But can an orange help you save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to Geico? I mean, an orange slice is the quickest way to transform your smile. I learned that at the school cafeteria. But a citrus grin won't get you great discounts on car insurance. Geckos have terrific smiles, fruit or not. And I know one who could help you save money with Geico. Just saying.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Because Gary switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his bank account would love to give him a chest bump. But it can't, because it's a bank account and lacks a chest. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your bank account would love to give you a chest bump. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have a chest. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Turn your retirement dreams into reality. Learn how to guarantee your retirement income, your lifestyle, and reward yourself with a worry-free retirement. Listen to Michael Layden, host of Retirement Radio Strategies for Financial Success, Saturdays at 4 p.m. right here on News Radio 610 WIOD.
Price, service, selection. Lexus of Pembroke Pines. Right now at Lexus of Pembroke Pines, they're kicking off their summer savings event. During the summer savings event, Lexus of Pembroke Pines is making it easier than ever to purchase your new Lexus with low lease payments with easy terms on every new Lexus in stock, like the awesome Lexus RX for only $359 a month. Visit LexusofPembrokePines.com 24 hours a day.
Violent protests across the country. The hurricane battering the coast. The armed prison escapees. Wherever the news is happening, iHeartRadio has unique local coverage. iHeartRadio brings you 1,500 live stations nationwide. So stay informed and have peace of mind knowing your family is safe no matter where you are. Wherever the news is happening, iHeartRadio has unique local coverage. On your smartphone or tablet. Download the free app at iHeartRadio.com.
Live from Miami's Magic City Casino 24-hour traffic center.
In Miami-Dade County, got a breakdown 95 northbound before 151st Street. Your right lane is blocked. You're going to find some stop and go on the southbound. Right at this time through the Golden Glades interchange and going all the way back to Broward County. Right now they go back to Hollywood Boulevard prep for about 5 to 10 extra minutes of ride time. There also got a disabled vehicle 395 eastbound past Biscayne Boulevard. Your left lane is blocked. Still looking at that accident, US 1 northbound at Southwest 232nd Street. The right lane is closed. I'm Mia Harris, News Talk 610 100.3 WIOD.
South Florida's News Talk Connection.
610 100.3
WIOD.
The mayor quickly had his hand on the inside of her bra.
And I turned and he just slobbered down my chin.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Rick Sanchez Show. Slobber-free since 2012. Well, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Mayor Bob Filner of San Diego, who, in addition to slobbering over women, has forcibly shoved his tongue down their throats, fondled their breasts, hit their behinds, and just doesn't know that that's wrong. Doesn't know that that's wrong in the workplace. And you know what? It's everybody else's fault. It's not his fault. Nobody ever gave him sexual harassment training. Yeah. I mean, you know, these things you have to be told, right? It's not like you know, you live your life in a public sphere and you automatically know you're not supposed to force your tongue down someone's throat. Who knew? Yeah. I mean, you know, this stuff is complicated. I'm going to play you another bite here from another one of the accusers. Scotty, can you give us clip four?
Mayor Filner challenged me to give him one example of how his behavior towards me was improper. I pointed out that he had asked me to work without my underwear on.
I don't know. Maybe there wasn't AC in the office. I don't know what was going on there. Thank you. So he starts to come out with explanations. The first explanation that he comes out for all of this behavior is that he's just a very friendly guy. Let's play clip five.
I'm a very demonstrative person. I express myself demonstrably. I'm a hugger.
I mean, a hugger, like, that's the understatement of the year. Please. I mean, you're a mauler. You're an attacker. What the? I mean, you're sexually assaulting women. Okay, we got the lines lighting up, so we're gonna go to Dave. Dave, welcome to the Rick Sanchez Show. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, man. You know, I mean, although I'm disappointed, no one has mentioned Broward Sheriff's, Gary Israel's $190,000 a week cruise that he didn't report to anybody. I would say this guy does need training, and I agree with him. You know, there's 25,000 soldiers that have been accused of sexual harassment.
Let's stick to Filner. Hold on. Let's stick to Filner. You're telling me you agree with him that he needs training? I mean, come on.
Well,
are you serious?
Need training. Besides, what's his political ideology, Mr. Filner?
Who cares? All I know is that his ideology towards women is terrible. I don't care what.
I don't care what his
politics are.
You mentioned that he must be a Republican.
No, I don't even know, to be quite honest. I think the behavior is shocking. I think to try to turn this into a partisan thing is absolutely ridiculous. This has nothing to do with whether someone's a Republican or Democrat, please. I mean, for someone to suggest that, oh, yeah, well, you're only going to cover this because he's a Republican. No. If there were a mayor that was an independent and he was sticking his tongue down people's throats and then saying, I didn't know it was wrong, I'd be talking about that, too. I don't really care whether he's a Republican or Democrat. I care about what kind of human being he is and what kind of common sense he has. And if he doesn't know that that's wrong, then that's a problem. He shouldn't be running a city. He shouldn't be running a city. He shouldn't even be running, I don't know, a taco stand. Let's go to Michael in Pompano. Michael, how you doing, bro? Talk to me.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Okay, yeah, I'm calling because, you know, it's not just really him. It's politicians in general and their behavior. What it is, you know, back in like the 15th, 16th century, they had kings, noblemen, things like that. But now, instead of the kings and noblemen who get a free pass and get to do whatever they want, the king is now the president, and the noblemen are like the mayors and the governors and things like
right.
that, who govern the peasants, which is us, the citizens. But see, the kings learned from the beheadings and things like that, that when they were beheaded, because people got sick of them, they learned, hey, we can't call ourselves kings anymore. We have to come up with more polite terms.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
I mean, there definitely seems to be a double standard here. And when we're going to talk about leather wieners or what? Leather wieners? It was leathers.
What about
leathers
the wiener?
we got the wiener story coming up. But, I mean, that as well, there is an arrogance among these politicians, and they get away with things that nobody else would. If this were anyone else working at any state or city office, how about a teacher, right? We have a teacher who confronted Wiener, and we're going to get to that later. Let's say somebody who's a teacher was shoving their tongue down people's throats and then just said, well, it's not my fault. You didn't give me sexual harassment training. That's why this guy who called and he's telling me, if you were a Republican, I didn't even know. I had Scotty look it up. It turns out the guy's a Democrat. I don't even know. Who cares? it doesn't make it okay. You don't get a pass. Let's see. Let's go to the phone lines. I got Joe from Sunrise. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going well.
I was going to answer that question for that guy that called and asked whether he was a Democrat or Republican, because he's definitely a Democrat. But and I think that most of the Democrats are scumbags anyway. But
Oh, come on. I mean, that's going too far. Look, this is really about the person. His party affiliation has nothing to do with this. Absolutely nothing to do with this. And to suggest otherwise, I mean, I'm not even going to go there and get into that. That's just absolutely ridiculous. We got Juan on his cell. Juan, my friend. ¿Cómo estás?
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hey, listen, I don't know why people, you know, like, want to go ahead and always look for excuses to this unbelievable behavior of this person. I mean, it has to go back to our education. How our parents, you know, teach us stuff. Has nothing to do with politics or religion or nothing. I mean, that old caller that said that he was a Republican, that guy's so out of line that it's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, thanks for your call, Juan. I appreciate it. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It is all of this stuff starts early on, right? I mean, you learn to be a responsible, good human being, you know, when you're a kid, you know, growing up. It's your parents, it's your elders, it's school and stuff. And, you know, look, there's something wrong with these people, whether it's Wiener or this guy. What irks me so much is the way they just try to push this off, right? I mean, it's so offensive. It's so insulting to our intelligence for you to behave that way and then say, it's not my fault. I didn't get the right training. The city didn't teach me a course. You want to know something? We're going to talk about this on the other side. This guy canceled sexual harassment training courses as mayor. The same courses he's saying he didn't get, he didn't want to have them. Talk about hypocrisy. We'll be back.
You've got jail. Get set with Lisette.
That's me, CBS4 meteorologist Lisette Gonzalez.
Lisette Gonzalez.
Mornings at 7-11, 8-11, and 9-11.
On News Talk 610, 100.3 WIOD.
Eight of the world's best soccer clubs coming to South Florida. Real Madrid, Chelsea, AC Milan, Valencia, Everton, who else? LA Galaxy is going to be there. I mean, all of this is going to be taking place at Sun Life Stadium on August 7th to fight for the International Champions Cup title. Can you imagine some of the greatest soccer players in the world, the best futbolistas, are all going to be here in South Florida? We're talking, what, 8 teams won a total of 120 league titles, 12 of the World Cup winning players, 35 of the top 100 football players in the world. They're all going to be here. I mean, you want something to do with your kids, your daughter, your son, yourself, your family? Get the tickets now because they're disappearing, folks. This place is going to be packed probably, given the attitudes in South Florida now toward football. No friendlies, by the way, just football. And here's the number, 305-943-6311. That's 305-943-6311.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Call 866-749-SAFE for your free Safe Money book, or join me, Rick Pertierra, for Safe Money Radio on Sundays at 4 p.m.
Hello, this is Elaine Charles of the Book Report with today's Gotta Read It Minute. Stay tuned for some brilliant new titles from international superstar authors. This year, small is the next big thing. That's why the Itsy Bitsy Ritzy Shop is building elegant, affordable small space furniture for your little place. Itsy Bitsy Ritzy Shop furniture is handcrafted in America with a more petite footprint to make any room look larger. It's furniture that multitasks like you do, and most of it has storage built in. To see a little more, visit ibrshop.com. That's ibrshop.com, where small is beautiful. Hot this summer from around the world. All My Friends by Marie Ndiaye captures five stories that don't follow each other so much as collide into one another. The author is one of France's most startling new literary voices. Between My Father and the King, New and Uncollected Stories, is from New Zealander Janet Frame, who left behind 28 short stories that showcase an imaginative storyteller with a singular viewpoint. Americana, Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie's new novel, follows the lives of Nigeria's post-war generation as they suffer corruption, poverty, and cynicism under a military dictatorship. For more from around the world, tune into my show, The Book Report. It's on this station at 3 p.m. on Sunday. This is Elaine Charles, and I'll be back tomorrow with another Gotta Read It Minute.
This is Rick Sanchez for Network Capital Funding Corporation. Monthly payments out of control? If they are, chances are you didn't know about Network Capital. For more details, tune in this Saturday between 4 and 5. Call Network Capital today, 800-700-8068. Subject to credit approval, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 11712.
This report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Maintenance, repairs, tires. The heat will only beat your car if you let it. Firestone Complete Auto Care. Keep your car running newer, longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Your news starts now.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy and seriously hot. We do have some rain way down around Homestead, about 93 right now. I'm Michael Wolf. New development in the death of a witness in the Whitey Bulger mob trial, and Klingon Commander Kang has died. Those stories and more. First, Mia Harris has the latest from Miami's Magic City Casino Traffic Center.
Well, Michael, in Miami-Dade County, disabled vehicle on the Palmetto southbound at Northwest 36th Street. That is taking up space in the left lane, and that falls right in the middle of some stop-and-go that we have on that 826 southbound ride. Between Northwest 58th Street and the 836 could cost you an extra 10 minutes there. Also running stop-and-go right now, State Road 112 westbound between 27th Avenue and Lejeune. Got an accident on the Dolphin eastbound at 27th Avenue. That's on the exit ramp. Watch out for that. And you're looking a bit slow on the Turnpike northbound from the Palmetto Expressway exit to the Golden Glades Toll Plaza. I'm Mia Harris, News Talk 610 100.3 WIOD.
A couple of showers and a thunderstorm for the area early tonight. Turning out partly cloudy late tonight. Low 77. Clouds and sun tomorrow. The shower, thunderstorm, high 90. Patchy clouds tomorrow night. Low 78. Partly sunny on Sunday. There could be an afternoon shower, thunderstorm, high 91. I'm Vacuum Weather is Bob Larson. Produced Talk 610, 100.3 WIOD.
It's 89 degrees now in Hollywood, 91 in Hialeah at 431. It's time to save some money and go shopping. Shoppers are taking advantage of the big tax-free sales savings. Florida's back-to-school sales tax holiday has been underway since midnight. Doral Best Buy General Manager Thomas Mejia says this year some electronics that cost less than $750 are on the tax-exempt list, and already making for some big sales.
We've been getting a lot of requests for tablets. A lot of schools are integrating a lot of the tablets and technology into their teaching. So we've been getting a lot of people asking about our tablets.
Now, school supplies under $15 and clothing items, including shoes under $75, are also tax-free through Sunday. Head on to our website, WIOD.com, for the complete list. Do you remember the witness in the Whitey Bulger mob trial who was found dead? Well, Massachusetts investigators now say Stephen Rakes was poisoned with cyanide. He was due to talk about how he'd been forced at gunpoint to hand over his liquor store to Bulger. Cops have arrested a suspect, but they have not tied Rakes' death to Whitey Bulger. The actor behind Star Trek's Klingon Commander Kang has died. Syrian-born actor Michael Ansara passed away at his home in California. He was 91. He first appeared as Kang in a 1968 episode of the original Star Trek series. He reprised the role in later Star Trek spin-offs Deep Space Nine and Voyager. Ansara is also known for playing the character Cochise in the 1950s ABC Western series Broken Arrow. By the way, there's another obit in the news this afternoon. It's showing up on Facebook. Jackie Chan is dead. Well, it's a hoax, and it's back again. Jackie Chan is not dead. 50% of teens are now waiting until after their 18th birthday to get their driver's license. And AAA's John Pecchio says, well, he explains why they decided to wait.
Their number one reason was not having a car. They stated that they could get around without driving. Of course, gas was too expensive.
And he says the delay can be dangerous because it allows teens to bypass the graduated driver's licensing system that teaches them safety on the road. That's required for anyone under 18. Meanwhile, a study shows a record 21.6 million adults between 18 and 31 still live with mom and dad. It's the highest number of parent-dependent adults in four decades, and the number appears to be growing. The record total is up from the 18.5 million Gen Y adults who still live with their parents back in 2007. A married couple behind bars, they're charged with kidnapping and sexual battery on a minor. The case involving an 11-year-old special needs Alapata Middle School student who was snatched off the street on her way home from school back in June. Miami Police Chief Manuel LaRosa says it was just good police work.
We gave a lot of resources into this case, and eventually it paid off, and we're here today making the arrest and announcing the arrest.
Cops caught up with a couple in New Orleans. The woman charged with splashing paint on the Washington National Cathedral and other D.C. sites is ordered to a halfway house. She'll have to wear an ankle monitoring bracelet. The 58-year-old is charged with damaging two chapels with a soda can full of green paint. Cops think she is connected to several acts of vandalism, including at the Lincoln Memorial, a church, and a statue in front of the Smithsonian. A federal appeals court says an Oregon longshoreman who got drunk on the job, urinated while standing on a dock, and then fell 6 feet onto the concrete should not get workers' comp benefits for his injuries. He admitted to drinking at least 9 beers and a half pint of whiskey. And a Reno man's been arrested after he's publicly shamed on Facebook by bar employees who say he skipped out on a $100 tab. Workers at the bar posted his picture, warning others to watch out. They even linked to his profile. And then other area bar owners say, "I know that guy. He stiffed us, too." The guy did acknowledge skipping the tab at that bar and at another one, but he did say he left a nice watch. That's collateral, that is. On Wall Street this afternoon, the Dow closed up 30 points, 15,658. The NASDAQ up 14, the S&P up nearly 3. Next news update coming along at 5 o'clock. But first, coming up on the Rick Sanchez with Monty Sarhan.
Michael.
Yes.
Do you know what Sydney Leathers is thinking about doing in, for her next job? Have you heard?
No,
have you
heard I'm guessing Sydney Leathers Playboy, centerfold, I don't know. I mean, that's got to be
well,
a
we'll
fake
be, we'll name. Be getting into that. We'll be talking about that in the next half hour.
Gee, surprise me.
Talk about her career choices.
I'm Michael Wolff, News Talk 610 100.3 WIOD.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments. And before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call 800-528-9016 now. The call and information are free. We've helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-528-9016 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-528-9016. That's 800-528-9016. Again, 800-528-9016.
Viagra or Cialis let you down? Call Southeast Wellness at 888-685-3088.
Keep it playing. Just listen to the lyrics here. Darren told me, he's like, "I got the best song ever to bring." No, turn it up. I want to hear some more, man. Yeah. Oh, God. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Rick Sanchez Show. I'm Monty Sarhan in for Rick Sanchez, having more fun than I probably should. We'll be talking about leathers? Or is it leather? I keep getting that confused because it's such a porn star sounding name, and I'm not sure if it's the singular or plural for the word leather. I think it's leathers. So we're going to be talking about politicians behaving badly. So we're going to finish up the conversation about Filner. Then we got a little Wiener, and we have new sound actually from Anthony Wiener, which Scotty is pulling right now. Apparently, he had another press conference earlier today. Always interesting. It's fun times, good times. And we're going to talk about Sydney Leathers, obviously. Sydney Leathers in the news, making lots of statements, talking about what her future might hold. So join the conversation. Join us, 866-610-6397. Also, you can hit us up on Twitter. The inmates are running the asylum. We've taken over Rick's Twitter account. Hit us up at Rick Sanchez TV. So let's get back to this Filner thing. I want to just bring you back in case you're just joining us. So San Diego mayor, he's been accused by 8 or 9 women of doing things like, you know, sticking his tongue down their throat. And I think the most outrageous claim was from this woman who claims that he fondled her breast and then did some other stuff. Darren, can you play clip 3 for us?
his hand on the inside of her bra.
And I turned, and he just slobbered down my chin.
Man, what is he, a dog? I mean, come on. He's slobbering all over her chin? Jeez. I mean, look, even if you wanted to make a pass at someone, I think that's the way to turn him off the most. I don't think, you know, ever. I don't think any single man ever got somebody by slobbering on their face. It's pretty nasty. Ugh. And I don't think there's enough Purell in the world to make you feel better after that. So here's the deal with Filner. So he does all this stuff, and like I said, it's 8 or 9 women now. So it's clear that there's something going on. And he has said, and he's come forward and said, oh, I need to go take care of this. I'm going to go have some therapy for 2 weeks. And he's probably with Riley Cooper. They're probably in the same place. And, you know, and his explanations to date were just terrible. They're just BS. He's a hugger. He's a hugger. Come on. You're slobbering on women. You're hitting them on the behind. You're fondling them. You call yourself a hugger? You know, my grandmother's a hugger. This is not hugging. This goes way beyond hugging. I want to hear what you guys think. 866.
I'm a hugger.
Yeah. You're also a mugger. I want to hear what you think. 866-610-6397. So let's get to the wiener. I know Scotty is in the process of pulling down this this new press conference that the guy just had. Okay, so there's a couple of things that bother me about this that I want to get off my chest. The first thing is I am tired. I'm sick and tired of seeing all of these politicians' wives come out and stand there in all these press conferences and, oh, what's going on is just between us. It's just something in our marriage. And please provide us privacy. First of all, I don't care. I really do not care about your marriage. I don't care whether he's sexting pictures. I don't care if you're sexting pictures. I don't care if both of you are. I don't care if you like threesomes. I don't care if you like to dress up like Captain Kangaroo. I don't care what's going on in your personal life. What they fail to understand, what they try to do, and they're doing this on purpose, right? They're going out there and they're trying to, they think people are stupid. They think we're stupid. And they think the media is stupid. And to be quite honest, the media does go off track. They go off the rails and they start covering. Oh my God, Huma Abedin. Did you see her? Oh, we feel so bad for her. Oh, she's right. It is a personal matter. Well, no, it's not. Because you know what? It's not about the pictures, stupid. It's about the lying. Right? It's about lying to us and taking us for granted as voters that we're going to fall for this. You know, if you go back to his original statement, you can tell this thing was like written by a lawyer or something, because you can read it one way as though, you know, he stopped doing it before he, you know, when he resigned. And then after it turns out there's more stuff and Sidney Leathers comes forward, you go back and you read it and you say, Dan, that was pretty tricky. That was cleverly worded. Good for you, Anthony Weiner. What you meant to say was that you kept doing it. And by the way, that's something also for voters to take into account. I mean, this is pretty self-destructive behavior, right? Your marriage is on the rocks. You just resigned Congress. And you continue the very thing that just blew up your life. I want to play something. That, you know, Weiner just had an interaction with somebody, one of the voters in New York on one of his stops. Can you play that for us, Darren?
As a former New York City Department of Education employee with 21 years as a teacher and 9 years as an assistant principal, had I conducted myself in the manner in which you conducted yours, my job would have been gone.
In the privacy of your home?
In the privacy of my home.
I respect your view.
And if standing there, it wouldn't have mattered if 1 year went by or 5 years went by. I don't quite understand how you would feel you would have the moral authority as the head administrator in this city to oversee employees when your standard of conduct is so much lower than the standard of conduct that's expected of us.
Are you not voting for me?
I would not vote for you, sir.
I certainly understand that. But I want to let other people make the decision for themselves.
That's fine. There. She's right. She is absolutely right. Can you imagine a public school teacher who would do something like this? She'd be sexting pictures of herself or something, and would somehow be allowed to keep her job if it doesn't matter whether it's in the privacy of your own home or not. There are some things that you do, even in the privacy of your own home. If you have a particular kind of job, if you're in the public eye, if you're dealing with children, whatever, you do something that is so inappropriate, yes, you deserve to lose your job. And she would lose her job. And so if she would lose her job as a city employee, I don't know why he, as mayor, also a city employee, wouldn't also be disqualified. You know, and then that he's going around with this standard stock answer. Oh, well, you know what? You should let the other voters decide. Well, okay, that's your opinion. No, you know what? Let's address the issue. Let's address the issue of you talking to us like we're idiots and lying. And I think, you know, what's going on in New York is great, right? We have one guy who's a perv and texting pictures, and then we have Spitzer running for comptroller, right? And this guy was actually hiring prostitutes. Now, what I think is interesting is, if you guys, you know this, the comptroller is responsible for all of the fiscal affairs of the city, right? He's supposed to be really good, really careful with the city's money. And you have a guy who is blowing money on prostitutes. Now, in my mind, the guy who should be running for comptroller is Anthony Weiner, because he was sexting and sending photos probably on an unlimited cell phone plan. I think that's pretty fiscally responsible. And by the same token, you know, Spitzer, you know, much more qualified to be mayor, right? I mean, attorney general, then governor of the state, and, you know, very aggressive going after banks. You know, Anthony Weiner was in Congress, didn't really distinguish himself, you know, was just really loud. We'll be back.
Hurricanes blow, but we've got you covered with round-the-clock team coverage and Operation Stormwatch. South Florida's official hurricane station.
610, 100.3, WIOD.
Powered by iHeartRadio.
Hey, let me bring you up to date with what's going on with the best roofing company in all of South Florida. That's right, Pioneer Roofing. You know, they've been in business for 65 years. I mean, come on. Lenny Gelfand is the patriarch of Pioneer Roofing. His son-in-law, Andrew, is coming up right behind him. Good people. They'll treat you like family, and they will take care of you in a business where there are a lot of people who, I'll just tell you the truth, a lot of people who won't. Why? Because they come into this town, they want your business, but they're not going to be there. They're not going to be there when you call them back, and that's important. Whether it's a leak on your roof, whether you just want to get a maintenance agreement to make sure it's good before the hurricane season, whether you need a brand new roof, your residential, your commercial, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Pioneer Roofing, best in South Florida for so many years. So trustworthy. Here's the number, 954-920-7688. 954-920-7688. Pioneer Roofing. Give them a call. They are your friends in high places.
This report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli.
When dinner sneaks up on you, get an effortless meal from the Walmart Deli, like a delicious 2-liter Coke and a 16-inch market-side cheese or pepperoni pizza. Starting at $8.50, effortless meals. Love the Walmart prices? Smile because it's Coke. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included.
This is Jeff Papel with LegalSave, a law firm located in Coral Gables. Our practice emphasizes foreclosure defense, short sales, and loan modifications. There has been a push by the courts to resolve the tens of thousands of foreclosure cases existing in South Florida. If you are in foreclosure and do not have an attorney, the time to act is now. Do not wait until eviction papers are filed against you. Call for a free consultation to determine what options are still available to you. Call LegalSave at 305-460-8008. That's 305-460-8008, or visit us at WIOD.com, keyword LegalSave. Doing nothing and simply hoping is not going to save your home. Take action now and hire an attorney. That's LegalSave at 305-460-8008.
Shoot Straight's doing it again. Smith & Wesson M&P Demo Days in Fort Lauderdale, Friday and Saturday, August 2nd and 3rd. Try out popular M&P products for free. Buy M&P Shields at $449, M&P 22s for $369, and Pro Series in 9mm or 40 Smith & Wesson at $599. Don't miss it, August 2nd and 3rd, only at Shoot Straight, Fort Lauderdale, 2200 South State Road 7, at the corner of Riverland Road. See shoot-straight.com for details. Promotional offers available during sale dates only while supplies last.
It's not enough to just build it for real.
Yeah, I mean, before we start, we design it, test it, and redesign it virtually.
Yeah, it's just not a go until everything is absolutely ready.
Whether it's launching a rocket into space or new products to market, Siemens Industry Software is behind it from the ground up. Somewhere in America, an innovative company is defying the impossible. Siemens. Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Price, service, selection. Lexus of Pembroke Pines. Right now at Lexus of Pembroke Pines, they're kicking off their summer savings event. During the summer savings event, Lexus of Pembroke Pines is making it easier than ever to purchase your new Lexus with low lease payments with easy terms on every new Lexus in stock, like the awesome Lexus RX for only $359 a month. Visit LexusOfPembrokePines.com 24 hours a day.
My name is Michael Slavik, a former lieutenant. Today I work at NBC Universal as a manager of Broadcast Engineering Division. The military helped shape who I am and what I've become. The Navy's really given me a unique set of skills. The amount of training is amazing. A big thank you to NBC Universal for their commitment to hiring veterans, veterans and businesses. Join the movement at iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes. Hire smart, hire vets. Powered by military.com and monster.com.
Live from Miami's Magic City Casino 24-hour traffic center.
In Miami-Dade County, looking at a stop-and-go ride on the turnpike southbound between Northwest 12th Street and Bird Road. You're going to find about 10 extra minutes of ride time this afternoon there. Also got a disabled vehicle on the Palmetto southbound at Northwest 36th Street. That is blocking the left lane. You're going to find stop and go on the Dolphin westbound between 17th Avenue and Red Road, about 10 extra minutes on that route alone. Also an accident at Ives Dairy Road eastbound after Northeast 26th Avenue. I'm Mia Harris, News Talk 610 100.3 WIOD.
Weather happens. Get set with me, Lisette Gonzalez, and Jimmy Cefalo at 7-Eleven, 8-Eleven, and 9-Eleven on News Talk 610 100.3 WIOD.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Rick Sanchez Show. I'm Monty Sarhan, sitting in for my friend Rick Sanchez, who's on a well-deserved vacation. So we're talking about pervy politicians. But before we get back into that, I want to go back to the Sanchez survey, and because we're going to be talking about Riley Cooper later on in the 5 o'clock hour. So I want you to stay tuned for that. But the Sanchez survey for today, do you think sensitivity training will help rehabilitate people like Riley Cooper and Paula Deen? Scotty. What are the results right now?
Scotty.
Wait, who is that? Wait, that's not Kirk.
That's Dr. Evil.
You can't tell. Can you give me a Captain Kirk?
Scotty.
Scotty, Captain Kirk. Scotty, what's the survey?
Survey said.
7% of the people say yes. The sensitivity training will help rehab the people.
Yeah.
Which leaves 93% of the people just like you and I that say no.
So what, you know, again, I ask anyone who knows what sensitivity training is to call me and explain it to me, because I don't know, what is it? You have to sit there and watch Roots over and over again? Like, how does this, like, prevent you from thinking badly about black people? Tell me what you think. 866-610-6397. Would you go to sensitivity training? Do you think that it would work? If you had a friend who was using the N-word, would you tell him, hey, I think you need to go to sensitivity training? Tell me what you think. We were talking about pervy politicians, and, you know, obviously phone lines are open for anyone to call. We had somebody call, and I don't know why. It's a call-in show. If you're going to call, we're going to put you on the air. If you don't want to go on the air, then don't call, please. All right? I don't have time. You're taking up a valuable phone line. So this woman calls, and Darren, you're screening the calls. I want you to do a reenactment of the call, please.
Hey, this is Sandra. I just want to let you know that you should vote for Wiener. Let the people decide. You're beating a dead horse.
Yeah, well, he was beating something else, but I may be beating a dead horse, but at least it's not, the Oscar Mayer. Ba-dum-bum. Okay. Well, Sandra, Sandra, look, I would really like you to call back in. I want to have a conversation with you. Tell me. Nobody, come on. We're all friends here, and we can disagree. We can agree to disagree. So give us a call back. 866-610-6397. I'm waiting for you. So let's move into, first of all, Scotty's got some breaking news, some clips from Wiener today. Scotty, walk us through you know, the clips and let's play them.
Yeah, Wiener did an interview with NBC New York this afternoon, and some of the clips that came out, you know, a lot of it's the same stuff that's being said over and over again, but some of the clips that came out, you know, I found interesting and I thought were, you know, a little humorous.
All right.
Let me make sure Darren has these queued up real quick.
Hi, this guy with his press conferences. And, you know, he doesn't say much. I mean, it's still sort of the same. It's still sort of the same denials. Go through whatever clip one is.
The first clip is the question that was asked, you know, when this stuff happened.
Yeah.
You know, and is it basically still going on? And he described how it's in his rearview mirror.
I didn't say on this particular date I did a particular thing, but I said very clearly that this stuff was in my rearview mirror and not very far in my rearview mirror. I said that these activities that I did were inappropriate and wrong and behind me. You and I, to some degree, are having a conversation about something that happened a year ago. Let's make sure your viewers understand that. It's being treated as if it happened yesterday.
That's not
true. Not
doing
any of these things now.
That is absolutely false. That is absolutely false. Sydney Leathers herself says that the thing started to, like, fade and fall apart, and he sort of lost touch back in November. In November. That's not a year. We're in August, baby. That's 9 months. That was just 9 months ago. This really irks me. I mean, you know, if you can't even be honest now after the stuff hits the fan, when are you going to just own it up? All right. Well, what else did this guy say?
This one's some more about just about his past and some of the last texts and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's hear him.
Let's not overstate the case. These are still fairly old things that we're talking about today. Now, you can say that maybe what I should have done is said, well, on this date I did A, B, or C, or on that date I did A, B, or C. Maybe I should have done that. At this period, a year ago or so, I don't have these. I don't have any of the records. I deleted everything. It was something I put behind me. It was something I put behind me gladly after a while. I'm not disputing what other people are putting out, but it wasn't November. I think it was August or maybe early September.
Oh, my God. So he just admitted now, like, the November date, which I just said.
Yeah, and that
it was a year ago, but then maybe it was November or September or a year ago or, I mean, what, this guy doesn't.
Yeah, and that was in regards to the last text conversation he had. Then finally it was asked upon if he's in a relationship or any involvement right now.
All right, let's listen.
And you're not currently engaged in a non-explicit online relationship.
100% not.
He's just so quick to answer, 100% not.
See, the thing is, when he says these things, I have to sit there and pause for a second because I'm thinking, like, is he saying something that, like, a lawyer wrote, and maybe, like, if it were interpreted a different way, it would mean he's still involved? Like, I'm sitting there, I'm, like, overthinking it because that's what, like, he's made us do now. Man, I don't even know what to say. So let's talk about his online amour, Sydney Leathers. We got some clips here. She spoke with Sean Hannity yesterday. We have some clips. She spoke to Sean Hannity. You are not going to believe what she said. We have new details. And she also spoke to Howard Stern. And you have to wonder when someone is going to Inside Edition and then Howard Stern and talking about doing a porn, what their motivation was. So we're going to talk about that. You're going to hear the clips, and we'll be back.
Downloading, hosted applications, data backups. Driving your business forward takes bandwidth, lots of it. So you need technology that can keep up while keeping costs down. Comcast Business has the speed and savings your business needs to succeed.
Love it.
Sign up for Comcast Business Internet now, and you can add phone and TV for just $34.90 more a month. Comcast Business offers lightning-fast internet, faster than standard DSL or T1 from the phone company. And Comcast Business is the fastest business internet provider in the nation 2 years in a row, according to PC Mag. Switch to Comcast Business Internet today, and you can add phone and TV for just $34.90 more a month. Say goodbye to the phone company. Switch to Comcast Business Internet phone and TV today. Call 1-800-501-6000 now. Comcast Business. Drive savings.
Offer ends September 30, 2013. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new business customers. Two-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment installation, taxes, and fees extra.
WIOD Miami Fort Lauderdale.
WBGG HD2.
Powered by iHeartRadio.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Call 866-749-SAFE for your free Safe Money book or join me, Rick Pertierra, for Safe Money Radio on Sundays at 4 p.m.
Live in a condo or HOA? Then listen to WIOD Sundays at 12 noon for straight talk on condos and HOAs from the law offices of Siegfried Rivera, Hyman, Lerner, Della Torre, Mars, and Sobel. Sponsored in part by First Service Residential. For more info, go to WIOD.com, keyword legal.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting oil and saving dough on top brands is your advance advantage. Right now, you can get a 5-plus quarts jug, a Pennzoil conventional motor oil, and a filter for just $20.99. That'll save you about $9 worth of dough. Plus, complete the job for just $5 more with an oil change kit, including an oil pan, funnel, and more. Fire up our deals oven and watch your dough rise.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
This report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli.
When dinner sneaks up on you, get an effortless meal from the Walmart Deli, like a delicious 2-liter Coke and a 6-